joining us on our Let's Talk Ministry. We've had a great week with the students from Wauudi, and so we're wrapping that time up, getting ready for them. The next stop will be Washington, D.C., and then they'll go on to New York. And so looking this morning at Philippians chapter 1, probably when you and I hear the words Philippians, we'll think of, and chapter 1, we'll think of verse you know, 5, the partnership with the gospel, or 6, that he who began a good work in you will be faithful to complete it, or, you know, down to 21, for me to live is Christ and to die is gain. Oh, those are wonderful verses. It's also really neat to keep in perspective that when you're reading Philippians, that's 30 years after Paul's conversion. So Paul's had 30 years to grow in his faith, be discipled by the truth of the scriptures, allow the Holy Spirit's power to overflow in his life. And now he finds himself in prison. And what I thought was interesting is verse 12. I want you to know, brothers, that what has happened to me has really served to advance the gospel, so that it has become known throughout the whole Imperial Guard, and to the rest of my imprisonment is for Christ. So what I think is interesting, I've been thinking about the word advancement. And if we're trying to advance something, we want to try to make it known or make it bigger or make people aware of it. One of the neat things is when we think about that for the gospel's sake, we would think, let's do a missions conference. Let's do a revival. Let's do a Bible conference. Let's put a sign on the street and tell, yeah, we're going to encourage the gospel. And I think we need to do those things. I'm not saying that those things are bad, but as we look at the book of Philippians, the way God chose to spread the gospel was through hardship. I'm going to take an individual by the name of Paul. I'm going to place him in prison. And while he's in prison, the gospel is going to advance. Now, for me and you, we don't think that way, but that's how God worked. And what's neat is Paul is saying, you know what? It's not only going to be an advancement inside of the guards, because then, you know, we were talking yesterday in prayer meeting, and Hap was just saying, most likely some of the gospel got to England from these guards that were with Paul. It just kind of spread from there. And so it's neat to think about God working in a difficult situation to advance the gospel. But what also is interesting to me is verse 14, and most of my brothers have become more confident in my imprisonment, are much more bold to speak the word without fear. So again, it's Paul taking a very difficult situation, making the church at Philippi know, hey, by the way, this is part of God's plan. The gospel being advanced in the Imperial Guard, the gospel's also being advanced by the people that have heard about I'm in prison. And so now they're becoming more bold and taking the gospel with them to different locations. And now if you read on a little bit farther, you realize that some are doing it out of selfish ambition and all that. Paul's not really worried about that. What he's worried about is the gospel's being preached. Christ crucified, death, burial, and resurrection, that is being advanced. And so as for me, I'll just say for me first, I'm thinking about today the word advancement. Thinking about the situations that I'm going to be in, the places that I'm going to go, that God wants to advance the gospel. If I'm riding down the road in the church van or if I'm in the hospital. If I'm singing on Sunday morning, or if I'm laying in bed thinking about the 10 things that could go wrong that I'm going to ask God to help me navigate with. It's something new for me to think through and walk in. I long for the gospel to advance. I long for people to know Jesus. God, whatever's going to happen in my life, that's my goal. What's natural is my goal is comfort, go on vacation, enjoy my grandkids, enjoy my son and daughter-in-law. enjoy my daughter and her son, my son-in-law in New York. What's not natural for me is to say, okay, I want to choose today to lay down my life so that the gospel goes forward. I want that to be a priority. I hope it's something that will give you something to think about as you process today. Open up the Word of God and grow and mature. So Jesus, I thank you for this new day, the opportunity to serve you. And we're going to do it in a lot of different ways, and that's important. But I pray also not only that we serve you well, but that you'll use our lives to advance the gospel. Not that we're special, but the gospel will just be poured out on our lives and people will come to know you, Jesus. And we'll be okay with whichever way you want to advance the gospel in our life, however that's going to look. For your glory, Jesus, in your name we pray. Amen. God bless you and have a great Friday.